when I was in Chutz Laaretz, I was davening in a shul, and I found there a very old version of the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas. It's a Sefer that we like talking about on Friday. It's an old, old one. Every year he puts out a new one, and every year there's something different. It's different content. This is an old one. It wasn't really bound. It was, and it has some very interesting thoughts, which I was really enamored by from Reb Zusha from Annapolis, from Reb Eli Melech Milezhensk, another of the greats of the Hasidic dynasties. Something that on this week's parsha that I'd like to share with you, and some of my own thoughts weaved in there a little bit. But there, I'd like to speak about two different things that are negated to this parsha, and to really understand a lot of what's happening when we're trying to construct the Beis HaMikdash. So one of the things that I would like to bring up, which he doesn't talk about, but speak about the fact that there were two people involved in the construction of the Mishkan. And they were Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur Lamate Yehuda was one. And here's the one that everyone knows about. You speak about who built the Mishkan, everyone would tell you right away Bezalel. Here it is. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u Kara Hashem b'shem Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur Lemate Yehuda." I called Bezalel, and Vayimalo Yisroel Chalokim, and he was filled with the Spirit of God. B'chokma, b'svuna, b'das, b'chol melocha, lachashov machshavos. What does that mean? Lachashov machshavos. He has these thoughts. He's able to have thoughts. What does that mean exactly? But he's the famous one. But there's another one here. And his name is Hu Va'aliyov ben Achisamach Matedon. Aliyov ben Achisamach was the other guy. He was the second guy. He was the one that people don't necessarily know about. Now, when I was a kid, there was a comic book which was called Batman and Robin. Now, that was back in the days when comic books were relatively okay to read. I'm not sure. This is a disclaimer on, I don't know what's going on today with comic books, but they were actually made by Jewish people, as most of the things in the entertainment industry. And Batman was like the guy, you know? Batman was the one that everyone, Robin was, you know, he was like the little kid. I'm not sure, you know, he didn't necessarily get the same type of, apologize to all the boy wonders out there, but Lemaisa, he was just like the kid. He was like the, and you almost get the feeling like, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Vayimala Elokim Oisai, Ruach, Loidea Machashamat, is like, he's the thing, he's the guy. And then there's this other, tag along. What's the need for a tag along? What's the nature of this relationship between Bezalel and Aliyav ben Achisamach Lemate Don? We'll start with that. The other question is like this. It says, that a person should be Isaac in doing things shaloi lishma. Lo'olam ya'asoik adam b'torah mitzvahs af al pi shaloi lishma. Even if you don't necessarily have the greatest intentions. Shemitoich shaloi lishma ba'lishma. Which is that even if don't have the greatest intentions, don't worry about it, it'll come to a lishma. But there's another interesting maimer of Chazal, which the Chazal say, it's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem. Machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzarfa lemaisa. Machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzarfa lemaisa, which sounds like, if you translate it, a person that has good intentions, Hashem metzarifit, he connects it to a maisa. What does that mean, Hashem connects it to a maisa? Like if you have good thoughts, good intentions, Hashem connects it to a maisa. So there's one person that's doing mitzvah shaloi lishma. A person should do that. Then there's someone else who has good intentions. Hashem is mitzarefit. What does it mean, is mitzarefit to a maisa? What exactly is, what is the significance of Hashem? If a person has good intentions, so a person has good intentions, Hashem should give you schar for good intentions. What exactly is going on over here? So Reb Zusha Mianapoli Bzusha and his brother Beli Melech, they were the prime Talmidim of the Mezhitza Magid. The Mezhitza Magid was the Talmud of the Baal Shem. So Bzusha from Annapolis, he brings a following statement in the Gemara, and he says something very deep, which I'd like to share with you. It says the following thing. The Gemara says, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. Yidn are Kedoshim. Now, Bzusha and Rabbi Elimelech were known as the Holy Brothers. Those were the two, they were considered, but here it says, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. All Yidn are really holy. Why? Yesh Roitze Ve'ein Loi. There are some that they want, but they don't have what to give. Some people they want to give, but they don't have what to give. Some have, and they don't want to give. So Bzusha says, hold on a second. I got it. Someone that doesn't have and wants to give, I understand why he's holy. I mean, it might be underrated because he never gave anything. But why would you say, so that I understand why you have to tell me he's holy. But a guy that has and doesn't want to give, why is he holy? What's holy about that? What do you think? You stroke of the Shemhaim. Because there's two groups. There's the one group that wants to give, doesn't have, and there's the other group that doesn't want to give and they have. What makes them holy? So says Reb Zusha, what it means is as follows. Deep thought. Reb Zusha says, the ones that have and don't want to give, it doesn't mean that they don't give. So what does it mean? They give, but their giving is shaloi lishma. And we said, la'olam yasuk, the person should always do mitzvahs, shaloi lishma. Right? And that's also considered to be a good thing. La'olam yasuk, adam, it's a mitzvah, shaloi lishma. In other words, he doesn't really want to give, but he's giving anyway. Some people give for the wrong reasons. Some people give because they want their name on a building. Some people give because they want people to think that they're chashev. Some people give all different types of reasons why people would give. But they're kedoshim because they gave. And there's other people that wish they could give for all the right reasons. They can't. These two seem to be two independent people. But now, says Rabbi Elimelech Milizhensk, he says that really, the two of them work in tandem. They work together. Why? Because Rabbi Elimelech says, you know what it means? La'ilam yasif adam atorim mitzvah shaloi lishma. Shemitot shaloi lishma balishma. He says what it means to say is that if you do your mitzvahs shaloi lishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring someone else who's going to do the mitzvah lishma, and he's going to connect the two of you and create a partnership. And explains it the following way. A person does a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, a person who does a mitzvah creates a malach. He creates a malach. But what happens if you do a mitzvah and you don't have, your heart is not in the right place? So you can create a heartless malach. But what happens if a person, his heart is in the right place, but he doesn't do the mitzvah? He creates a soul without a body, a malach of a soul. Now, what are we supposed to do? You got over here a soul without a body, and you've got a body without a soul. You have a malach that was created, you have the guf of the malach with no neshama, and then you got the neshama of a malach with no guf. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? He takes the two of them and he fuses them together. And that's what the Gemara means. Machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lemaisa. Mitzarf means he connects it. He like attaches it to a maisa. What's the maisa? I didn't do anything. It's just machshava toiva. My machshava and your maisa are going to come together and they're going to create a perfect malach.
Help which one?
Both of them. They're partners. Both of them. The malach will help both of them. And that's what it means when we say over here, Yisrael Kedoshim Haim. Because through this union of Yisrael, yesh, there are some, Sheroitzim Ve'ein Loi, they have their heart is in the right place. They have the right thoughts. And yesh, there's some sheyesh loy ve'ein roitze. So he does it. So you take the one that does it, and the one that wants to do it, and you bring the two of them together, and you make a perfect malach, and that makes them kedushin. Now you've brought kedushin to this world. So now, perhaps That is the job of Bezalel and Oaliyah. Bezalel is considered to be royalty, majesty. He comes from Mate Yehuda. Yehuda is a very prominent Shevet. Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda is the one that's Malchus. That's Malchus. Mashiach, Ben David, Yehuda. It's all that. It's all coming from that very, very special Shevet. Yehuda is considered to be extremely prominent. Dan is considered to be second class. Dan is not considered to be prominent. Dan is like, he's from the Shvachos. See, there's two different groups. There's children of Rachel and Leah, and there's the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. The children of Rachel and Leah, they are considered to be like Chashif. And Yehuda is the most Chashif, from the most Chashif. And then you have the children of the Shvachos, and they were like not considered to be lower class. So why is it the building of the Mishkan was done by Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Hur? Those are very important, prominent people. Entire lineage. He's Chashiv. And there's this other no-name. His name is Ohaliyav Ben Achisamach Lemate Dan. A no-name from nowhere. And I think the reason is, perhaps, that that's what it is. Bezalel is Ramayla Elokim, Ramayla Hashem Ruach Elokim. He has the Spirit of God in him. Yoideya Machashavos. He has the right intentions. He knows intentions. He knows he's going to be memala this with the neshama of Ruchnius. And then you got these people that maybe they're not like necessarily the most pristine, or they don't have all of the greatest machshavos, but there's the people that get things done. There's the people, a lot of times the people that are getting things done are not necessarily the people that you would say are having all the right, but there's a reason why we put names on buildings. Why? Because then you get it done. That's going to get it done, right? And those are maybe the more simple people. You wouldn't say, they're the people that have all of the loftiest intentions, but the fact is, they're the ones that are going to make it happen. That's Oholiyah Ben Achisamach. And the two work together. Yisrael Kedoshim Hem. I kind of feel almost like that was Reb Zusha and Reb Elimelech in a certain way. Reb Zusha was an Ish Matzliach Me'od. He was phenomenally popular. He was accepted by basically all the Hasidim in the entire world as the Rebbe. When the Meshitza Magid passed away, so they wouldn't want... You had the Baal Shem, he was the only Rebbe, and then you had the Meshitza Magid, and it was just basically him, and one other, Todos Yaakov Yosef, who was also almost like a Talmud of the Meshitza Magid. Passed away, who's going to be next Rebbe? There was a bunch of choices. Rebbe Zusha, Rebbe Elimelech, the Baal Tanya, there was others going around over there, the Kedushas Levi, they chose Rebbe Elimelech. He was the big one. Rebbe Elimelech was like the big, he was called the Rebbe's Rebbe. Everyone took him as a Rebbe. And then there's Zusha. Zusha was like, he was like for the simple people. He was like he was the other one. He was the no name. So the two of them kind of represent this dynamic of the one who is considered to be Rebbe Elimelech. You know what happened? What happened was when the Meshitza Magid passed away, so they decided that Rebbe Elimelech was going to become Rebbe. And it was a very long, taxing day. It was the day of the Levaya, I think. And Rebbe Melech said he wants to go to sleep. And the Hasidim were floored. The Rebbe goes to sleep. The Meshitza Magid, he didn't sleep. I mean, an hour. But now, and they were like, and the Rebbe Elimelech is sleeping for like a little while. And they were like, what's going on over here? Why is he sleeping so much? So Rebbe Zusha was up. So Rebbe Zusha said, oh, you want my brother to wake up? No problem. He put his hand on the mezuzah, and like a moment later, the door opened. They said, what just happened? He said, my brother will not sleep if there's anything between him and the mezuzah. Because he's such dveikus when he's sleeping in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you just have to put your hand on the mezuzah, he'll wake up. So they were like, okay, he's Rebbe, he's good, we got it, no problem. That's what he was... So that was, he had those machshavas. His mind was constantly davek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't be in a room if he wasn't like, didn't constantly thinking of Hashem through the mezuzah. And yet Zusha was like, he used to call himself Zusha. He was the simple guy. And we need the two of them to work together. So now, listen to this interesting thing. Listen to this. The pasuk says, over here. This is a pasuk, Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Dalet. And the Pasuk says, Vayavon kol chacham ma'isim es kol malachas ha-koydesh. They came all of the wise people. Ish mi ma'amachto ha-shem ma'isim. Each person. Whatever they were doing. Vayomer al-Moshe le'mor. Marbim ha'am lehevi. And they said, people bring lots of stuff. There's lots of stuff coming. Everyone's bringing stuff to the Beis HaMikdash. There was like a drive. And people bring donations. Midei avoy levoy. Ashetil ha-shem la'asos ha-isa. Everyone's bringing stuff. And Vayitzav Moshe. Moshe gave a commandment. And there was a voice that went out in the machane. Ish ish al yasu oid melchama. Enough! Don't do any more. The malocha that they did was enough. The hoiser, and it was too much. Okay, it was enough, or it was too much. The pasuk says, "The malocha shahoisa dayom." What they did was enough. Too much. Which one? So dachsoch, I think that this is what the Shulia Pincha says, the following thing. So you got two different people. You have Bezalel, you have Oli Achisamach. And in Klal Yisrael, there's two different types of people. There are certain types of people that for them, they're like the neshamas. And there's other people that are like the goofs. There are people that can relate to the idea of Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. People like Rebbe Elimelech Milizhentz. And there's people that can relate to Aliyah ben Achisamach. The people that can relate to, let's just do it. Some people, their heart's in the right place. Their machshavas are pure. And there's other people that are doing lots of stuff. And we have to be able to keep the two of them and keep a balance. We have to make sure that we have because we need machshavas, we need neshamas, we need goofs, we need to bring them together, we need to pair it up. And that's what Bezalel is doing. And he's saying, I understand the machshavas, I'll see who's considered to be, who's doing it for good reasons, who's not. Let's see, make sure that it's balanced because we need a little bit of this, we need a little bit of that. We need to bring the neshamas and the goof together. And it says, whoa, hold on a second. Amalocha ash hoisadayim. They had enough malocha. The hoiser is that there was too much of the other type, and we needed to keep a balance between the two of them. It's an interesting thing. Chavetz Chaim was one time at a knesia. At the knesia, there was a gathering of the rabbanim, and they were talking about that there was a particular need for protest against Chil Shabbos, against Taras HaMishpacha. Chavetz Chaim himself went out from city to city to talk about Taras HaMishpacha, Chil Shabbos, these are important things. And they were pressing needs. And there, they're gathering of the Rabbanim. And one of the Rabbanim said, I don't feel like I myself have worked on myself yet well enough that I'm worthy of telling other people what to do. And Chavetz Chaim said, you're making a big mistake. Chavetz Chaim says, when there's a problem that exists, and it's an outbreak. So then you have to just say what has to be said, even if you yourself don't feel that you're worthy of doing it. You got to get the job done. So the Chavetz Chaim mashal. His mashal was like this. One time there was a king, and he had a sprawling kingdom. He wanted to see how his subjects were doing. So he went to one of the villages, and he wanted to see how all the subjects in the villages are faring, make sure that they're being treated properly. He wanted everyone to like the king. And he came there, and he saw that their drinking water, the water in their well, was very polluted. It was very dirty. There was a lot of rocks. It was like mud. And he's like, so how do you drink this stuff? This is terrible. So they said, well, you know, this is what we got. So he said, okay, we're going to put in a filtering system for you in order that your water will be clean. And everyone was very excited. They loved it very much. And he gave them these filters that they could filter out the rocks and the dirt. And it was like a long process till it happened. But the Maisa, they had clean water. Anyway, it wasn't long. And there was a fire that broke out in the town. So they started, they needed to get water. So they started taking the water out. And they were filtering the water. And so he said, what are you doing? He said, well, we need to filter the water. We want the water to be clean. He said, no. I was like, when there's a fire, you just put out the fire. You don't have to make sure the water's clean. You got to just throw whatever water you got on the fire. We need to put out the fire. So said the Chavetz Chaim, it's nice for you to have like clean machshavas and to say that I'm holding there, that I could be someone who could give mussar. But when there's an outbreak, so then you just gotta put out the fire. Just get the job done. Make it happen. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said. Rebbe Elimelech Milizhentz He has a whole Dvar Torah describing how when a person gives Musar, it has to be that your mamish, your Musar is coming from a totally clean place and your neshama is davak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're giving Musar, it has to be something that comes from a way that your dveikus is being shared with the person next to you. Totally opposite. Because there's two different chalokim. There's the activist, the Chavetz Chaim. He's the activist and saying, just get the job done. Just do it. You know, whether you're Ahaliyah bin Chisamach or you're Zusha or you're anyone that's a person who's a man of action. So then a man of action has got to do what he's got to do. And then there's people who are men of spirit. A man of spirit is someone who everything he does in a pristine way. He does to make sure that everything is totally pure. And Klal Yisrael needs both of them. And it has to be a healthy balance. So when it says over here in the Pasuk, it says, Hamalocha hoisa dayom v'hoiser, it was enough and too much. What we're saying was, we're losing our balance in order to make sure that everything is going to be equal. Therefore, Bezalel said, I know the machshavas. I can tell you that now we have to stop bringing some of these donations. This is perhaps an idea that we have over here in this week's parasha. And that is what is, that's why over here it says, in the beginning, it says, V'asu li mikdash, Rashi says, li l'shmi, is we have to have a healthy amount of someone that's doing the mitzvah l'shma, and also people that are getting the things done. And that perhaps is represented by these two people, which is Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, and Ohaliyav ben Achisamach. That is my thought on this week's parsha. Have a good Shabbos.